This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
All right, BT and Sal here on the Fan. 11:26 is the time. 888-0808-1019 is the number. Back to the Met and Yankee calls here. A little football, a little foosball, a little football for a moment. NFL talk on the Fan, brought to you by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. And of course, you guys can watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Season's coming. I'm pumped. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Now, I would think many of you, I still get excited. Now, there's different degrees of excitement, clearly, but no matter how good or bad I think the Jets or Giants are going to be, and let's face it, we know the answer going into most of these last 15 years or so for both of these teams. But when they first go to camp, and especially now with social media, you know, back in the day, you'd have to, all right, what is Candace Arroyo writing about the Jets here? How do they look? I'd have to trust his eyes and obviously read his words to see what's going on. And same with the Giants. But now, you know, you get the visuals and you get to see the new players, and it's good. And a little more ownership from a football perspective. And I love it. And I even, you know, the first series provided the starters play, like they did against the Packers, from a Jets perspective in week one, or, you know, first preseason game. I get fairly into these preseason games. And like all of you, obviously, the Jets and the Giants, which always used to be the third one back in the day, now it's the second. And like Eli and Curtis and Tiki, these guys were playing to the third quarter. I mean, so it was basically like a real football game. Here's why I'm pumped tomorrow night, 7 o'clock MetLife. Now, number one, I do think that, as I've said many times, both of these teams are going to be appreciably better than a year ago. Now, in the case of the Giants, because of the schedule, I don't know if it's going to necessarily be backed up by a lot more wins, but I think that, although I think they'll have a few more, but I just know you, or I think, you're going to watch the Giants, and they're going to be different this year. And you're going to watch the Jets, and they're going to be different. And that will, in my opinion, be backed up by, you know, enough wins where I think the Jets are on at least the periphery of a wild card chase going a little deeper into the season, probably, than the Giants. But tomorrow night, you got one storyline, and that is this Giants pass rush, which is going to be insane against this Jets offensive line, which is going to be top 10 in football. So you got the two best units of the teams. Think about this. Now you can say maybe, well, elements of the Jets defense, or, you know, Garrett Wilson as an individual player. I'm talking about like actual units, whether it's secondary, linebacking core, D-line, running back stable, which the Jets is pretty good. They've got three good runners. Yeah, I think the Giants receiving core in totality, definitely deeper than the Jets. But if you were to isolate special teams, et cetera, each of the different units for the Jets and the Giants, and you ask every somewhat knowledgeable fan that follows both the Jets and the Giants, hey, what's the Giants' strength coming in on paper this year? Pass rush, dude. Simplest question. It's easy, easy. Hey, what do you think? Now, I think the Jets is trickier because the Jets' offensive line's been trash for so long. Very quietly, they have built, and you got to give Joe Douglas some props here, very quietly, the Jets have built what I think is going to be their ultimate strength this year, all right? Now they're going up against each other, and they were banging helmets for a couple of days with these joint practice sessions, and guess what happened? The Giants kicked their asses. The Giants owned them. I mean, what was the quote from Kayvon? Like, if I'm a Jets offensive lineman, I am coming out, and I'm looking to hurt somebody tomorrow night. I don't mean taking out their knees. I don't mean dirty. But I'm looking to impose my will against you, because Kayvon Thibodeau the other night said, or the other day said, he was asked about Justin Fields. And Kayvon, as I paraphrase, but it's pretty much something along the lines of, I don't really know how he, I couldn't gauge how he looked because he was pretty much running for his life the whole day. That's what he said. I mean, that is a direct shot at the Jets' own line saying, you stink, or at least we owned you. So again, I'm not trying to make this more than it is, but when you're playing a game in the middle of August, and it's just another little teeny tiny checkpoint to the start of the season, week one, when it really matters, tomorrow night is going to have some juice. The Jets O-line should be pissed off and embarrassed and motivated. Also, you got a new coach, so you're trying to impress him and establish this identity. And the Giants are trying to double down and punk them like they punked them on the practice field this week. So I think that's going to be really good. 888-808-1019. It's PT and Sal on the Fan. Sal is off today going up to Saratoga. He's going to get, and as he told us yesterday, by himself, without the family. So there's the Saratoga trip that he takes with his family, and then there's this one. Let me get Artie in Brooklyn. What's up, Artie?
PT?
Yo.
What's going on? Listen, I got a quick question about the golf before I go into the...
Yeah. You talking about with Mike and Sal?
Yeah, because I had the opportunity of playing with Joe B.
Yep.
And one of the things that came into my head was, where am I going to play from? And I played with Joe on the golf tees, even though I'm a little younger, just a couple of years younger.
Okay.
But I decided to play with Joe because I played from the gold.
Yep.
Are you going to play from the gold tees with Mike?
No. I'm not playing from the gold, dude.
All right. Just asking.
No, I mean, Artie, hold on. Now, wait. So I don't know Mike's... Well, let me also say this. Like, you know, if Mike's knee is hurting or whatever, it's Mike's course, it's Mike's invitation, so it's Mike's rules,
right?
You know? So if Mike's like, hey, guys, I think, you know, because I'm not that good, Sal's not that good, JJ, I don't think he's that good, but he plays a lot. So, I mean, we're not exactly going out there with the three of us that are looking to, you know, get the course record. You know, if Mike, if Mike or the caddy's like, hey, guys, I think you might enjoy it more from the gold, trust me,
right,
playing at 18, 19 handy, whatever the hell I am, if it's even that low, I'm not going to say, no, I'm going to play for the whites. But I don't think Mike's playing for the goal. But I don't know. I really don't know the answer.
So. Yeah, because, you know, I had the privilege of meeting you, too, and you look like you could hit the ball a long way. I just can't. I said, if this guy plays from the goal, I think it's a little bit unfair. But anyway, as far as the Mets and the Jets, okay, real quick.
Yeah.
The Mets, Stearns made the move of improving the bullpen. And there's been three games where they've blown more than five-run leads. Okay, so I'm sorry. I mean, I'm not going to be sitting there blaming it on the starting pitching and things like that. Mendy, what the heck are you batting Nemo behind Soto? Two lefties back-to-back. Why don't you do the Braves a favor and just let them put in the lefty reliever, number one? I have no idea. Who would you rather protect, Soto, with Alonso or Nemo? And the Jets, if you're telling me that Fields can't throw the ball, they said they keep repeating it. Can't throw the ball. He won a trophy, NCAA championship.
Yeah.
He threw the ball for like 3,000 yards with Chicago. So you're telling me now he can't throw? I find it hard to believe.
I'm not saying that.
I'm looking forward to Fields.
Yeah.
And thanks for taking the call.
No, you got it, man. I'm looking forward to Justin Fields as well. Now, I saw the video, and it seemed like he missed some easy ones by a lot. He's not Aaron Rodgers throwing the ball. He's not a pure, prototypical passer. What he is dangerous. And it's up to the Jets to properly deploy him. And I believe that they will. Listen, I think, again, I've said this a lot. I think the Jets are going to run it 30 times this year. Or try to. 32, 33, sometimes more. If they get a lead, try to milk the clock.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Here, and you run that much. Number one, you got three very good running backs, and you've got a quarterback whose greatest strength is running. But now, and we saw this with the throw to the fullback. Was it Beck? Who was it? What's his name? I think it's Beck. Yeah, I think it's Beck. Who caught one against Green Bay, down the seam a little bit. You know, Mason Taylor's got to get healthy with that high ankle sprain. Tight end, of course, who they drafted in round two, who's going to be a stud. Right, it's Beck, right?
Andrew Beck, yeah.
Thank you very much. I think you're going to see some opportunistic gashes. Like, again, if Justin Fields has to drop back 20, 30, like 28 to 36 times in a game, that's not how the Jets are going to go anywhere. We all know that. But if he throws it 22, 23, and it's, you know, the down and the distance is set up properly, and for most of the series of the game, the Jets' own line is just pounding the front of the defense, right? Well, guess what? You know, now you're selling out to stop the run. Where are you vulnerable? Tight end down the seam. Oh, look at that fullback, wide open. So you don't have to be Dan Marino throwing the ball. You got to be smart schematically. And I really think that they're going to have a good plan from an offensive perspective. Let me get Steve in Bayside, BT and Sal on the Fan. Stevie?
What's going on, BT? I think fans make way too much about whether players care and don't care and stuff like this. You know, look, players have to worry about the stuff that they can control. They don't pitch the ball. They're not going to win or lose a game single-handedly. A guy like Soto, if he never had any sacrifice flies, that might get your attention a little bit. But I don't want Soto making productive outs. If Soto's on my team, which he was last year, he's not this year.
Yep.
But if he's on my team, I want him to break the game open. I want him to be going for it. And, you know, that's and you're gonna live and die with whether or not he does it. So I just think that this whole thing about people try to read too much into it. If they say he cares, he doesn't care.
Well, hold on a second.
He's doing his job.
Yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah, but he's not doing his job to the extent that he needs to. That's the problem.
Well, you're saying that he's not getting the results, or he's not trying to do his job?
No. I know he takes as much pride in hitting as anybody. He's just not doing it as good as he needs to, or as well as he usually does.
That's baseball, Susan.
I understand that, but Steve, it's not really baseball for the great, 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 great players of the game. You know, it's usually those are the guys that just transcend the sport and are kind of immune to the difficulties of the game. And I'm not saying he's having a bad season, but he's not having an amazing all-time Juan Soto season. That's all I'm saying. That's it. No. What I'm also saying is that I think he cares a little bit too much about himself. And I don't know. I'm not saying he's detracting. Hear me on this. Just hear me on this. I'm not saying he's detracting from the team chemistry. I'm not saying that. I never said that. What I am saying is that I don't necessarily think he's enhancing it, number one. And number two, I believe he is clearly most motivated by money and individual performance. And you might say, well, yeah, I mean, who isn't? Well, I'll tell you one guy that pops off the page is Jeter. And Jeter wanted to win. Well, I know Juan wants to win. I don't know that he burns to win like some other New York athletes where it's clearly identifiable. I mean, do you see him wearing it? No, not really. Part of it, and now also to be fair to Juan, I think part of his brilliance in certain aspects of his game is his robotic approach. I think, you know, if you're a mental nutcase, now it worked for O'Neill, but if that's your M.O., Greg Jeffries, if you're old enough to have watched Greg play, I think that that really hurt him early. Because if you, with the Mets, now he was also in the wrong clubhouse, all those other things I don't need to get into now. If you know, you know. But if you look at Greg Jeffries' stats, look what he did for Joe Torre in St. Louis. Stole like 40 bases one year. Became the hitter that many of us thought that he would become with Kansas City. Like he was, but I think the energy and the inability to process failure early ate him up, especially in New York. New York's never going to eat up Juan Soto because I think he's immune to it emotionally. He's like the surgeon. All right, do I have my tools? Do I have my nurse? Do I have my operating table? Is the room cold enough? Is it clean? Surgery time. He deflects that outside noise, which is usually a great thing. But when you're losing and you're not quite having the season that you should, it's a little more obvious. And as a fan, because at the end of the day, I'm still a fan, that bothers me with my guys. Now, he's not my guy anymore. He's your guy. So, if it doesn't bother you, that's fine. 888-808-1019. Yeah, Hoff, what's going on?
Can I just ask you one question? Because I do feel this way. Like, a lot of what you're saying makes a lot of sense about Juan Soto, but I don't think he's ever changed. Like, I think this is him, whether he was a Yankee, whether he was a Padre, whether he was a National.
Yep.
If you did get him, because you, I think I'm correct in saying you wanted him this year. Are you happy you didn't get him now? Is that?
I definitely wanted him. I'm never going to front. I wish the Yankees would have won the bidding war. Come on, Soto and Judge. Yes, of course I wanted him. If you gave me a chance, now most of you will not believe me. If you gave me a chance to put him on the Yankees right now for the contract he signed with the Mets or the contract that the Yankees offered, my answer would be now and will be forever. I'm good. Pass. I think he's great for the Mets. I think you got him at the right time. I think you needed that for all the things Sal and I talked about, perception, blah, blah, blah. I'm good. Now, I'm not good to the point where I'm feeling good about the Yankees team, and that's a Cashman thing. But 15 years of this, honestly, I don't, does he look 26? Does he? No, I'm being honest. Like,
are you doing the old Albert Pujols?
I shouldn't even start this. This is going to get me in trouble. But does he look 26? When you're 26... you still have a youthful glow. Does he look 26?
Yeah, but he's been in baseball for like 7+ years. So I
understand.
I got to give him a little bit more of a...
Well, so
remember when he came in, he looked a little bit more of a baby face. Now he's grown into his own.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. And I can't prove it. But listen, in my own mind, while I don't know for sure, I think that there's a good chance. I'm digging this hole deeper. I think that there's a chance, a good chance. He's not 26. I'll say it. Whatever.
I won't lie. I'm sure that there's plenty of baseball players that their ages are different.
Agreed. But we're talking about this one.
And height and weight as well.
You wish they could do that for you, right?
Yeah. No. Well, actually, to be honest with you, people guess my weight all the time.
Yeah.
And it usually is a good number, so I'll take what they say.
Well, you're one of those agile big guys. First of all, you're built like a truck, and you're strong, and I you do wear it well. Now, by the way, when are you going to Disney? Is that Sunday or Monday?
Sunday.
Oh, so you still have tonight and tomorrow to hang loose. What are you working?
I got, dude, this is a terrible 24 hours. Obviously, I'm going to watch the games tonight. Then I'm going to host 2 to 5, take a nap, go to the Giants-Jets game tomorrow.
Oh,
I'm
so horrible.
It's a quick turnaround.
Wait. So this is Hop's horrible night as you guys are on the construction site or stuck on the LIE or on the George Washington Bridge going to a job that you hate, all right? Or maybe a family that you want to get rid of in some sad cases, unfortunate cases. This guy just said his horrible night consists of watching the Mets, coming on the air and doing a show on WFAN, going to MetLife, sitting in the press box and being the chief engineer for the Jets-Giants game. Dude, I don't know how you make it. I mean, and in between, you'll be eating free food, without kids waking you up.
Well, but again, it's just a quick turnaround. That's all it is. And okay, I wasn't saying okay. I was complaining. No, I just was saying that it's a quick turnaround.
I had to check you on that. Come on.
It's not like, but honestly, it's not like I'm putting my feet up and going, oh, wow, I got the life right now. Uh-huh. I'm working.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I happen to like what I do.
Uh-huh. You think he's 26, yes or no?
I do think he's 26.
Boy, you come up with these soft meta opinions. I don't know if they're going to be a playoff team. I think he's 26.
No, I didn't say I think. I believe he's 26. Why would he not be 26?
I don't know. Why do other players fudge the,
listen,
more money?
I lied about Anthony's age for the longest time.
What?
I always made him a year older.
Oh, you make him older so he can play with better baseball players.
Yes.
That's the exact opposite.
They finally caught on to that, though. I can't do it anymore.
He's too good. He's the Juan Soto of the Chester Little League.
He's not too good. Well, yes. Somebody made that comment. No, he's not that good.
Uh-huh.
He's getting too big. Let's put it that way.
Oh, I got you. He's the Juan Soto of East Chester Little League. He gets 3 hits, they lose, he's happy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.